talking shit about somebody.
Yes. Okay, so now we're recording. Do you have? I've got those. There's some choices on there for things we were gonna do. I don't know if you remember any of them.
Is Wednesday the official car talk day?
I wouldn't mind making it the official car talk
day. Okay, I was thinking
Wednesday
Fridays, but
Friday
Wednesday's
works
fine.
Too.
Okay.
But you're here now, so
it's... No, it's I can stop. We can stop this. We can stop. Just let me get out and then. We didn't even come up with a name that's better than that.
That was on my list of things.
I feel like
his name.
The first 15 minutes of every car talk should be talking about why we shouldn't call it car talk.
I was thinking that was going to be the subject of a not car talk.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the name then. Maybe
can we call it car talk, as in K-A-R-T-O-L-K?
T-O-T-A-L.
Like some kind of like orc name? Like, car talk!
Oi, them car talks! So they always talk this when naming board games, right?
Right.
So,
naming
and this is where
the only
thing I know, because I only know board games. So this is where I always go.
Grim Darkness of the 21st millennium only knows board games.
Yes, exactly. It's all I know.
Wow, you just across a lot of references. We need to have like a little running sideline of things we're referencing as we go.
We can do like a YouTube. We can load the audio to YouTube and then tag all the references.
And then have little subtitle, little pop-ups.
FYI, that was 40K, Warhammer 40K, and then Hobo with a Shotgun.
Hobo, yeah,
just for you folks that are listening to this, so us.
Us later as we just listen to our own voices and cringe.
I was thinking, like, you could call it, like, the Rambling Ramblers.
Ramblers.
Like, oh, no, I mean.
I think we'll have to compete with some folk bands.
Yeah, that's true. So, like, but it's like we're rambling. We really don't have any direction.
There's
a
beer instructor. No, I already used that name. Damn it.
But we're in like a car, and
yeah.
Your car, I don't know what your car's name is. What's your car's name?
I never got a name in this one, really. I think it ended up being like Bad Wolf 4.
It's like, that's what I did with all my phones and computers and stuff. I was like, Batman, Batman 2, Batman 4,
well,
Batman.
I had a little Linux server that I called Bad Wolf 1, and then it died, and then I made a new one and called the new one Bad Wolf 2.
Okay.
And then I had the, so this might have been Bad Wolf 3. Just because it was like, well, there's that. It's a bit of an upgrade as far as the quality is compared to a $100 Linux server. But, I don't remember, though, if I ever... I never really call it that. It was my last one, the green one, was called Starbug. That's a reference to...
Red
Dwarf. Before that was Doctor Who.
Whoa, I was about to say Battlestar Galactica.
Whoa, hey, sorry. Whoa, hey,
sorry.
Whoa.
Know your references.
Hashtag.
No, okay. I specifically didn't want to say it. I've gotten into a second stage rehab
they
can't hear it.
They can't.
Let's
see if we can hear this later. That's the sound of hashtag. I bet you that fucking defroster is really loud.
Yeah, I wonder how that's. So, if you haven't noticed, future Kyle and Kendrick, you're listening to this. There's a lot of sounds in a car.
Yeah.
We should call it Car Sounds.
Ah, that sounds like an album.
Like the Beatles, Car Sounds.
It's
this entire
like
album was recorded in a car.
And it's not a good album.
Definitively, as music critics, we say Car Sounds was the worst Beatles album.
Car Sounds was definitely in the bottom seven Beatles albums. Of their 600.
And then Jay-Z remixed it, and it was, like, fantastic. So.
Yeah, but... Still didn't quite get the same mainstream appeal.
Last time we were here, in our last podcast, we were talking about, what is it, something about someone coming out of a shack that lives in here?
Yeah, it was the looky-loos versus...
No, rubberneckers.
And, we could just talk about that every time. That's the funny-ass mental picture for me, is the concept of someone just coming out of a shack. What is this shack doing here?
Like
why does
an
that
accident.
Guy literally only have a wife beater on and no pants? Like, what's this?
Isn't he cold?
You think that, but he's awful hairy, so, like, he ain't got no teeth.
All right, so should the name reflect the fact that we're driving and talking, thus not paying attention to driving, or the fact that we are, like, just kind of random, it's like a variety kind of thing where we talk about
it's
whatever's on our minds.
Crossing the stream of consciousness.
Yeah, because, like, it is.
Pissing
it is
in the stream of consciousness.
If you look at...
I'm just throwing names out here.
That's actually an interesting name.
Pissing in the stream of consciousness.
But I feel like it alienates some users that don't like, you know, golden shower humor.
Well, yeah, but I already said fuck at least three times now.
God damn it.
Shit.
Asshole.
God.
There's one word you don't ever bitch and say.
cocking, damn it.
So, like...
I'm willing to go through and censor this and put other words.
You didn't build the app yet.
I was sketching it out in the shower this morning.
Were you?
Yeah.
What do we call it? Podcaster or...
Yeah, the podcaster.
Yeah.
You just take a word and you drop a couple vowels out of it, and then you got an app name. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Podcaster.
What is it called? What's that word you called when
no
you
one
make,
steal that.
When you make
future
a noun
Kyle
into
and future
a verb.
Kendrick. Don't steal that. Gerund?
Gerund. Yeah, Gerund. Like when you're like, I...
G-E-R.
Like...
U-N-D.
I carded it really hard.
Knifing.
I podcasted it.
Yeah. Podcaster.
Yeah. Podcaster.
I feel like
podcaster's
already...
Verb.
I feel like it's already taken as a name.
Well, that's but why we we'll take some it. Letters out, right?
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. It'd be P-D-C-S-T-R-4.
Well, you make it into like a username where you're like...
Yeah.
Podcaster XXX70...
696969.
Social Security number.
Yeah. Kill yourself.
Okay, so it should reflect the fact that we're pissing in the stream of consciousness.
Well, Fording the stream of consciousness is not a Ford. Although at the time that this car was manufactured, it was owned by Ford. But
I see. But if we could, what if we're driving in my car?
Well, I mean, but I was just meaning like fording the stream of consciousness, like you're crossing it, you know?
Yeah.
But not like a crossing, so you can also.
I think initially we need to establish the amount of puns.
Jumping in the stream of consciousness. No. Can't jump in the same stream of consciousness twice. No?
It's like, what is
someone
that guy's name? Heraclitus? Our Heraclitus
jokes. That's exactly where I'm going. Yeah, Heraclitus. The best part is that the phone just fell out of the cup holder, so that's going to be an awesome thing. Whatever we just said is gone.
So, and then like, the thing will be is if we actually start doing this a lot, it'll be like, you'll see this drastic change in like, when we're like, oh, we can just do this on our phones. And then like, at one point, we'll figure out that was a horrible idea to begin with. And it's better to just spend like $100 on like
we'll
a decent
like,
amount
we'll
of
like
recording
system
in a
car.
Yeah,
in
a
car.
Like, it'll be portable.
And all of a sudden we'll have intro music and sponsors and shit. And I'll be like, wow.
This jumping into the stream of consciousness is brought to you by, you know, Qdoba.
I don't think we're going to get Qdoba, but maybe we can get...
And this is where the obligatory
Joe's Crab Shack, but not the actual
say,
Joe's Crab Shack, but a literal
please,
shack.
No, what you do, though, is you say Qdoba, and you're like, then Qdoba, you're like, please give us money, Qdoba, and then
yeah.
You just carry on,
right.
Like you're actually
like,
resolving
like,
it.
Like the Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah, like the Carl's
Jr. Please give us free stuff, Nintendo.
Oh, yeah, that'll be... that. I was thinking of it because they actually did that Carl's Jr.
They
bit.
They did,
and
it was
really,
so good.
I was really happy,
I was
and I
was so
like,
happy.
I should probably eat there now.
Yeah, I want to go to eat there. I literally want to go to eat there because
have
of that.
Have you had much Carl's Jr.'s in your life?
Not in a long time. There used to be one near my...
They have a very interesting, like, kind of... I don't know what the word is, but, like,
I think
overindulgent take. Yeah, okay.
Fuck you, I'm eating.
Yeah.
Like, that was their slogan.
They like they make, like, Crave-style burgers, though.
Yeah,
for all the people
they're
listening.
Not screwing around.
Crave is a crazy burger place that's in like, Southern Colorado. And
more like Central.
They do, like... Yeah, I guess that's true.
No one goes to Southern Colorado.
Yeah, no one goes to Pueblo. That's what Southern Colorado is. It's just Pueblo.
We're putting local color into it.
See? And now people think that... They're like, oh, man, these people really know what
they're
talking
regional.
About. They're like, you know... We can't.
I hate them for that reason.
Oh, okay. Well, we're alienating people that don't listen to our podcast yet,
which
so that's
nobody,
good.
So that's okay.
Suckers.
I just want these to go on the Wemson website somewhere and be like, yeah, their early stuff's a little rough, but, you know, once it goes a little later,
like,
it really picks
just
up.
Just don't go listen to episode 2, because episode 2 is where
episode
they really,
one,
like, are, like, regionalize themselves.
The
and
first 20 or 30 episodes really are rough, but it picks up once they buy a microphone and get some sponsors.
All right, so we don't have sponsors. We don't have a microphone.
We ain't got no shoes.
Okay, we do have shoes on, to be clear.
I have boots.
I noticed my boots starting to smell like, and I'm like,
yeah,
how do I fix this?
Because you smell bad. So
I
today,
don't, whoa,
on,
that's like saying like
on pissing in the stream. It's don't cross the streams. No.
I kind
of
do like now
don't
that you've said it like 7 or 8 times and forced it upon my body. Pissing in the stream of consciousness is.
What about spitting in the stream of consciousness? So it's a little less vulgar.
Yeah, I like that too. Like,
you should never have vulgar titles. That's all.
I think I agree with you. Just because people looking at it are going to be like there's a podcast called Drunks and Dragons, and
yeah.
I think. You know, you've immediately alienated all the people who had abusive fathers from drinking. Like,
wow.
That, I mean, that got real. But, like, people are like Drunks and Dragons. You're like, I don't know, man. I don't like alcohol. I'm adverse.
Spitting in the stream of consciousness is a kind of a long one, but what does that abbreviate to? SSC?
SSC.
Usually, like, they have two S's next to each other. That could be a little weird.
Yeah, but there's the C. It's like KKG.
Yeah. KKKF. What was that?
Wait a second.
KKK.
Yeah, no. It's just K squared F. K cubed F.
Yeah. Calling it the Luftwaffe. B. It's fine. It's just a little Holocausty. Okay, now we're in Holocaust jokes. All right, good. Way to go, Kendrick. You fucked it up!
There was a Holocaust fight. All right, so you don't like spitting in the stream of consciousness because...
No, I'm just rolling around my mouth a little. You don't get a feel for it. I'd like to keep thinking of other name ideas. I don't like to settle on the first name you come up with, but I like that name right now.
See, that's funny, because, like, when I usually go car shopping, I'll see, like, the first or second car I get. Well, yeah, because, like, I'm like, this does exactly what I want, and it's in my price range. I think it's serendipity.
Well,
I don't think it's
anything in that sense, though, it's a utilitarian thing, right? Because you're not, like, you're not looking for the perfect car. You're looking for a suitable car that fulfills your needs, and you probably didn't look at any that didn't do that, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, when it comes to names, I saw one that was like, this is not what I want, because it doesn't have enough leg room,
right,
or something like that.
Right.
That was just, it was just enough counterpoint to me be like, yeah, sure.
So you kept looking for a better one.
Sure.
What I'm saying is, the problem with names is, as soon as you pick one and you shut off that creative part of your brain, you might be missing out on a much cooler name.
It's true.
That's just around the corner. So that's why I like Bank One, right? We got one banked, spitting in the stream of consciousness. And then we should call it that on the logo, and then only ever refer to it as pissing in the stream of consciousness internally.
Or like spinning the stream, just to confuse people.
Yeah, just
like,
to
you don't know
just
why they're calling it.
They
not
have
the
no
name.
Idea what's going on. And they'll call it SSC or PSC.
Is used utilities. So this is something I kind of want to talk about, because it brought it up. Utilitarianism, but I'm getting it confused with dentology and tautology.
Dentology and teleology.
Teleology. Thank you. Yeah. I was talking about that with, I think, someone the other day.
Utilitarianism isn't just an ethical construct.
Okay, but it was coming up, and I was getting confused, because I was like...
Utilitarianism, it has an ethical branch.
Okay.
And it's concerned with the most efficient outcome of things. That doesn't usually concern itself with like, who's feeling good about it, or historical importance, or tradition, or...
So, a morality sans ethics? Or like,
I mean, it's I guess, it's more like a cost-benefit efficiency.
I was trying to explain that to someone yesterday, because I was like, oh, I feel all depressed and lonely tonight because blah, blah, blah. And, like, then I was, like, talking to someone about the, like, utilitarian view of how I look at relationships. And it's like, you're like, oh, okay, so...
You were depressed and lonely, or they were depressed and lonely?
I was.
Yeah.
My depressed and lonely is, like, last 3 hours until I eat a piece of pizza, and then I'm like...
Yeah, heck yeah.
So, like...
We're fist bumping there.
Yeah, if you couldn't hear or visualize that...
Fist bump closer. There.
That one, you should have heard.
You should have heard that
Kyle
one.
And Kendrick in the future.
Future Kendrick. We should, I think even if this gets big, we should still only ever refer to our listeners as
us
future
in the future.
Kyle and Future Kendrick.
The people who may or may not edit the podcast before it goes on whatever website they move living to the song on. But
even
I was talking about that, and it was like, yeah, because you have to balance your time. Like, you have to, A, be willing to sacrifice things for people, either or find someone you don't have to do that for, and
yeah,
then B, be willing to give up a lot of your time. And so it's like this really utilitarian view of, like, relationships,
well,
and like the
and
most efficient outcome.
And that's utilitarianism is not, I don't think it's quite, I think that's a little extreme of a term for what you're describing, because what you're describing more is as a pragmatist.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You're looking at it very pragmatically, like, you know, nuts and bolts. What is,
well, then
what's
I put all of them in a room.
Mean?
Is that
what you locked them in a
yeah,
room?
Yeah, locked them in a room.
You locked
gassed,
them in a room.
I gassed them.
Did you gas them to death?
Yeah.
Back to the Holocaust jokes.
Yeah. Oh, man. So it's full circle. Okay.
So basically, let's just call it Holocaust in the stream. That's no
Holocaust jokes.
Awful.
And philosophy. Philosophy and Holocaust.
And relationships. And it's just called Two Brothers.
Oh, that's an interesting one. Because when
just,
Joe's here, we can just be
brothers.
Like, who the fuck are you? Why are you talking?
Yeah, well, get out.
Get good.
Get away.
Get
away.
Away.
Which is a reference to Mighty Boosh. Okay.
It's my own mail.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, but I was like, it's interesting to me.
Because
I was like, being really pragmatic about it, and the end, because I'm this, I have this weird philosophy that I don't think Kendrick necessarily doesn't agree with, but I think he views it as a different word
right
that
here.
I'm using. I know I'm talking about him, but I'm talking to Future Kendrick. And
Future
I'm
Kendrick's
future.
An asshole.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Well, present Kendrick's an asshole. Past Kendrick was a dickhead, so I'm improving.
It was, it's, I think people try to maximize their happiness, and,
well, yeah, yeah,
or should.
But that's, maximizing happiness is a utilitarian kind of perspective.
Sure, sure.
But that doesn't necessarily mean you're acting in a purely utilitarian way.
Sure. I think the thing that we usually get caught up on when we talked about this in the past was, like, no, they're not trying to maximize happiness, they're trying to maximize something else that then can make them happy.
I think our conversation settled on a deviation on the definition of happiness.
Okay.
So it was like, you're maximizing some.
We're usually deviants, so.
Well, I am definitely a deviant, but, yeah. Whoa!
You should see his room.
Shit.
Whoa. It's got clothes in it.
No, it's got cleaned it.
Oh.
Yeah. You can
wow.
see the floor.
You are definitely deviating.
I'm deviating from my deviant behavior. What up? Deviating from the deviants. What kind of non-standard deviants is that? Math joke.
Whoa, that was like a deep statistics joke.
Whoa. Not even deep, but, you know,
well, I mean,
shallow.
Statistics is deep for most people because they don't use it or write.
True. No. What I was saying was the can we roll back the tape so I can remember what I was saying? No. What I was saying
roll
was
roll back the tape.
That's not. We don't have anybody.
Roll
listening.
It back.
Nobody's listening to the instructions. No.
Well, we okay. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
But the concept of maximizing something. You're always shooting for some angle. The problem is some people have abstracted away their own happiness. I heard it best when a long time ago is you're holding your happiness hostage against something. Mm, and so it's like, I'll be happy when I get that new job, or I'll be happy when we get married, or I'll be happy when he stops hitting me, or I'll be happy when he hits me less, or whatever.
Wow, that got oddly specific.
That got weirdly dark, too. Racist.
And then you put them in a room, and now you gas them. Boom!
So was that... Wait, were you gassing...
No, like, don't worry about it. You're asking like, a lot of questions.
This is getting complicated.
It's very uncharismatic. Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty. And lots of Jew references in here. But the concept of, like, individuals... We should definitely not name names in this, because if this gets out, that would be embarrassing.
If this gets out, future Kyle and Kendrick, you guys are fucked.
No. You are so fucked. Hide. For God's sake.
Well, the beautiful part about most of the stuff we're talking about is we probably berated our friends with it before.
Presumably.
Over the head.
But because we're not exactly subtle guys. Mm-mm. It's just called Two Brothers.
If you couldn't tell, another Rick and Morty. Yeah.
But we're going to start doing that in our real life now. And that's probably okay.
Yeah, because I mean...
Because a lot of people look at us confused when we say shit. But I mean, so when it comes to certain people who, let's say, individuals who are overly dedicated to their significant other despite... where it seems to be clearly damaging the aspects of their life that we consider to be indicative of their identity. Yeah.
And again, it is very, very, like...
Is that abstract?
We're looking at it from outside.
What about you, Reggie?
Reggie. You don't wear shirts.
That's Ricky.
I know.
Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah. So, we are looking at it from outside, so we have that lens of, like, you know, like, we're not in the situation.
We also have a perspective, the reason I selected those words I said was... characteristics that we consider to be indicative of their personality.
Yeah.
So if they've chosen to shrug off those characteristics, it looks to us like they're losing their self. But they might be just metamorphosizing
into a new horrible new creature.
Horrible creature. I mean, horror creature or
it's like the
married person.
Kafka's book.
Yeah.
Metamorphosis.
But
you're not a
less
dog
cockroach
afterwards.
And more ball broken married dude.
Yeah, like you're like
as a caricature,
soul.
Obviously.
So I'm not even gonna say soul. So taking it back, rules of rhetoric. I didn't say soul. We don't need to get into that.
Oh, but we can just use soul as a placeholder for
okay.
the concepts. That's all I use.
Soul
when I
as
say
a placeholder.
Soul.
That's
when
the name
I
of the
say,
podcast.
Soul as a placeholder. my soul's a placeholder for nothing because my life is empty and sad.
Well, that's not
that's
true.
That's not true. I've got vodka.
That's true.
You have
a
that's
whole
also true.
Cabinet of
tenacious D.
And you have a whole cabinet of liquor that you could use to fill any kind of volume of
any void,
soulless area.
Any void. No, but I usually use soul, and I'm referring to something that's like when you're not thinking about it, or like I say, it's in your soul, and it's something that's so deep to your personality that you wouldn't consider betraying it, or you wouldn't consider going against it.
That sounds like a good idea for a future.
Yeah, no, there's a lot in there. There's a lot in there, but I use that as a quick placeholder, and people get it, so I don't. I just roll with it, and then the somebody's like, "You don't have a soul." You're like, "Okay."
All right. So
what I'm really referring to is that core characteristics of your identity that you're incapable of, and you just kind of rattle off a whole lot of things, and then they feel better about themselves because they decided they got to stick it to you about their anti-theistic attitudes, and they feel empowered. And then I'm sitting here like, "You really
anti-theistic,
have nothing.
Like anti-religious."
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's not just anti-religious if you're against the soul. It's anti-metaphysics at that point, and you're just being a turd because I'm using the word soul because everyone understands what it means. And if you're like, I don't have a soul, you're like, okay, good for you, I don't care. go back to your mom's basement and grow your neck beard.
Dude, neck beards are definitely a thing that people do.
And I don't mean to shit on the atheists. Atheists are atheists, but I don't know. I get tired of
they're
that
just
militant
they're
atheist.
Just as fervent as any...
Well, the militant atheists who are like, I don't want to say God in conversation. It's like, oh, fucking God damn it.
It's almost, well, no, because any kind of person in a group that does that, where they're like, this is the thing I actually worry about a lot of offending people, is like, you're like, oh, that chick was funny, and you're like, you shouldn't call them chicks. And you're like what? I didn't even, like, I wasn't even doing the thing you said. Like,
yeah,
I thought I understood that thing you didn't get offended
by. That's always been one of the things that I've heard that, too, and it's like, what? Get over it, girl.
Like, or like, you know, because like, we're talking about working into feminism and working into, like atheism and, you know... religion. I've been watching Parks and Rec, and they had that same lady doing all the religious stuff, too. So the last one last night was the one where Jerry paints the picture of Leslie as the Greek god who's topless.
Oh,
and she's like the fervent religious person who's like, you know, you're not allowed to show nudity, and then they do the Tom's naked body, and it's okay because it's a man or whatever. And it was kind of interesting, but that was how that fervent mentality, like, you know, groups aren't represented by their minority of crazy people.
Right, but they're the loud ones. Mm-hmm. You hear about the loud ones, so that's where,
like in a Steve Jackson game, the person who resolves the cheating thing is the person who yells the loudest.
I don't think that that's a good way to live your life. I mean, it is, obviously, no, how a lot of people
live. That's why I said a closed system of a game.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve Jackson, for not doing that everywhere else in life.
Yeah, maybe he does.
Maybe he does, but I don't have to deal with it, so I'm cool with it.
Yeah, so like that lifestyle choice of, like, I guess maximizing happiness or holding happiness hostage.
Well, that's the thing is, like, you and I look at it as maximizing happiness because I think
you see it that way?
Am I living my life?
Yeah.
Yeah, I live my life to maximize happiness.
I mean, people see that it looks like
I'm a hedonist.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I don't know if, like, you know, we don't sit around on our, like, you know, weird Greek chairs, I don't know the names, and eat grapes or
Chase Lounge.
Yeah. Sure. The thing that Kendrick said. And grapes. Imagine the grapes everywhere.
Just jerking it.
Because we don't do that because
who has time?
Respect the fact that
I'm a utilitarian hedonist. How about that?
Yeah.
That's how I've been viewing my personal
really,
philosophy.
Really
for a long
good
time.
Way to look at it.
Because it's like I can't sit around I could sit around and eat grapes, but eventually I'm gonna run out of grapes. And at my current setup, I think I'd run out of grapes in about 6 months. Yeah. And then I'd have to find something else to do to get more grapes.
Well, instead I go to work. Epicurean philosophy. And I really like the Epicurean hedonism because a lot of what Epicurus does is like he's sitting there saying, like, it's not about doing whatever, like, you want at the given moment. It's about, like, understanding life without, like, without what something. Like, a life ready to live without excess.
Misery?
Something I remember. Like, basically, you're training yourself to be a certain way. And that way isn't to just do whatever you want all the time, because there was some hedonists that came out after Epicurus that
they were like, I'm just going to drink wine and pass out all
Epicurus,
the time.
To me, Epicurus is like the father of like that, what is it, the Stoics and the other side, which is like the Epicurean hedonism, or the non-Epicurean hedonism. Like, they were the two polar opposites, because the Stoics were like, no, dude, like, you gotta do...
You got shit to do, bro.
Yeah, you got... Well, then the Stoics were like... You got to give up worldly possessions, and wasn't that the Stoics? Some of the original Stoics.
I would believe you. Okay. I don't remember for sure right now.
Because like they were like sitting there like trying to give up worldly possessions and have their bodies ready for the time at which they wouldn't have anything or something like
and
that.
Yeah, I think it was that whole thing where living in excess is sinful or whatever, God, what did they call it? The Greeks always called it virtuous. So it was like non-virtuous they wanted a virtuous life, which meant not having stuff in it, which meant being naked.
Then the other side of it, I can't even remember, they both started with an S, which always confused me, because like there's like Stoics and then the...
Slytherin.
No, that's the Harry Potter house.
Oh.
I wonder how long you could just name S names, and I'm like, no, that's this, no, that's this, no, that's this.
I want to go
like,
for a while, but I don't want to derail it, so let's just...
Well, like,
let's
all I'm saying is I think both of those schools of thought are a result of Epicurus, because like he preaches some weird stuff, and you're like, wait, do you want me to eat all the grapes, or do you not want me to eat all the grapes, buddy?
I'm unclear
not really
on where
sure.
we stand on the grape eating.
Well, yeah, like, and then so they're like, fuck it, we're gonna make two different philosophies. One of them's not gonna eat any goddamn grapes.
No grapes.
And the other one's gonna eat as many grapes as they physically can fit in their mouth every day for the rest of their lives, which is going to be short-lived because they're not getting enough nutrients because they're just eating grapes.
Yeah, but you get a lot of grapes. So
yeah, you get a shitload of grapes.
Some serious grape action going.
And so I think that was cool because that, like, utilitarian hedonism is, like, a really good way to look at, like, a form of hedonism. Because you're like,
I'm
only hedonistic if I can afford it.
Right. No, I'm exactly as hedonistic as I can afford, which means I bought a house and have a 401k. Like because I want to be a hedonist for... Here's what it is. I want to be a hedonist for the maximum amount of time
I was
going to
say,
possible.
It's like long-term like hedonism or short-term
maximizing hedonism for the longest amount of time possible. Which means
like,
I can't
have,
just blow out in Cancun and
you're,
be done.
Your punk rocker, hippie, not one of the participating society friend is the short-term hedonist who's like, I'm going to do what I want because I want to do it. And
the buffeting sound is my rear window. He's the seal replaced.
Kendrick's car is basically a dangerous
just
game.
This side of a Mad Max death vehicle.
It's awesome.
I just need it. I'm going to go out and buy a welder, and it's all bets are off. All bets are off. I'm going to weld
I don't think his car
it.
Will be very legal on the actual roads, but it'll be very legal in the post-apocalyptic future that will...
Absolutely. It looks super legal.
Almost so legal in that future that he will have to, like, instantiate that, or, like, you know, initiate is what I meant. There's lots of words that start with I, so, like...
I don't know what you should be saying either.
Like, you have to initiate the apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm the patient zero, so to speak, of Mad Max. which means I think I have to blow up a nuke.
You have to go to Australia. No, you just have to go to Australia. That's
okay. Everything in Australia has to kill you, so I'm okay with
that. Yeah, no, I mean, that's what I mean. It's like you don't even have to do anything. You just go to Australia, and like then you
start. It's already there.
It's already, yeah.
It's already post-apocalyptic. Have you been to Australia? Yeah, it's like that already.
Did you hear? Okay, so a long time ago, Johnny Depp brought his dogs into Australia when he was filming there, and they had this really strict, like, no outside animal policy for, like, reasons of, like, you know...
They've had issues with foreign species taking over shit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so, like, they made him, like, leave the country or send his dogs out, and I was like, this seems like, you know, a very crazy thing, like, and he was like, you know, talking back to the government and stuff. I was like, this is over the top. We don't need to do this, Johnny Depp. We all know that you're this eccentric person who typically only plays one character in different movies, but, you know, step back. You're fighting a government off, now. You don't need to do this to yourself.
Yeah, it's Australian government. It's not like a real government.
Okay, it's like, you're fighting a bunch of, like, you know... So another thing...
No, you don't wear shirts.
Chill
Park Boys again.
New Zealand wanted to change a flag or something like that.
I hadn't heard about that.
And, like, all these submissions for changing their flag. I'm like, oh.
How many of them were dicks?
I don't know. They didn't show, because I was watching it on last weekend tonight, which is that John Oliver show. That's actually really good. If you guys haven't seen that, and you know,
go back and watch it again, Future Kyle.
No, I'm talking to you. Talking to Future Kendrick. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. The only reason I say that is because it seems like his team they do a lot of good
I watched a couple episodes and it didn't grab me, so maybe I'll watch a couple more.
I dig the comedy. So, like, he kind of is very satirical in nature.
That style of comedy never really, like, the Daily Show style.
It never really got you.
Never really got me. It mostly just kind of pisses me off, so.
I think, the Daily Show, it is kind of, like, over the top satirical. Like, they're not really...
I think the part that bothers me is how much... It's too real.
Oh, that's
like,
fair.
It's too real. Like, this is too much of a joke. Real news is too much of a joke for me to find this funny anymore.
Look how far they have to go to make fun of actual news places.
Yeah, and like that's where we're at. So it's just sort of the commentary on it makes me sad.
And the reason I do like last week and stuff.
I also don't like how it informs people of stuff, because a lot of people get their news from it, and they don't. I think a lot of people don't realize that about a quarter of it is completely made up, and a lot of it is edited to look a certain way. And so if you don't remember to have that lens. Mm-hmm. People will be like, oh, yeah, he said this thing. I remember because I watched someone went on...
She was literally kidding. There's no one coming to take your guns for real.
Yeah. Well, there was an economist who was on there, and they cut his interview up so much to make it funny. Mm-hmm. But it was like...
Oh, okay.
That's... I don't know if people realize that. Like, their little snippets with people that make them look dumb come from five-hour interviews that they cut 30 seconds out of, and they mix it out of context. It's actually more like Space Ghost.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah.
And that's what makes me sad.
I think, so the reason that I do like this John Oliver show when I watched it was just because it didn't come off to me as a Daily Show. Because, again, I never really watched the Kid Daily Show, Colbert Report a lot. Aaron does, but I don't, my roommate Aaron.
Yeah.
And so, like, this one, though, was on HBO. And right. So I feel like they can do a lot more things.
I've seen a lot of the clips of it here and there. Yeah. It felt like a Daily Show to me. So I just saw one of the earlier episodes, but.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe it is, and I'm just not, like, I'm just...
I mean, it felt like one of the Daily Show or Colbert Report rants that they used to have, but over a half hour.
That's fair.
And I'm impressed that he doesn't have to breathe. But,
he does a lot of interesting stuff that I never would have thought to even look into. Like, he covered, like, the FIFA scandals.
He does get thorough for a given value of thorough. Mm-hmm. But I guess my thing is he's thorough... I don't know.
It's still very biased.
He's extremely biased, I guess. And that's
he's an opinion, and he's going to back
He has an
it
opinion.
Up.
So he does what I do, I guess, and that's why I don't like it. Is he has an opinion, and he researches the shit out of things to support his opinion.
Yeah.
And that's fine, but I guess it's one of those, I do that enough on it as it is, and I can't stand when I do it, so why would I want to watch someone else do it on fair. TV?
Okay, so we talked about utilitarianism today. We talked about pragmatism, and then you went into hedonism and utilitarianism.
Yeah, we talked about
fake
relationships. We didn't really get much into the relationships except that. So you have to write that down. You should probably write that down.
Oh,
about it.
Sweetheart, it'll come up again.
Oh, will
you
it?
No, it will.
Is this our exit?
Yes.
They keep changing the roads on me, and I feel like one day I'm just gonna wake up in Boulder.
That's what I was worried about.
I've done it. I mean, I missed it.
We haven't. We settled on a name, kind of.
We've danced around names. I don't remember what any of them.
Currently, we're going to call this podcast "Spitting in the Stream of Consciousness."
Oh, I thought we were
going
to call it. I thought we were going to call it Led Zeppelin.
No, we literally never talked about that.
Oh,
That was outside. The, that was off the record.
Cradle of Filth?
They got you through some really tough times, right?
Puddle of Shit? I had no idea.
Well, that guy's definitely blocking
that
the lane.
That guy's
so.
Doing something. Fuck it.
So, okay. We talked about... So, I guess for now we'll call it that, and then we can change it later, because this is still only episode two, and none of them have been published.
We haven't even
yet.
Actually had it. Episode one wasn't even really episode one. It was just us hungover shooting the shit.
Oh, my God.
We
that was...
Were we hungover for that one?
Fridays.
Yeah, that wasn't last Friday.
No, it was.
Was it?
Yeah, because you were trying to upload it, and your phone was being dumb.
No, that must have been the Friday before that. Really?
I promise.
Yeah, I was probably still technically kind of drunk then.
Well, you know...
I was not driving.
You... That was me.
No, no, if you drove, it wasn't last Friday. Joe drove last Friday.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, it was last Wednesday. It was Thursday, because you went in on Thursday. No.
Oh, it was Thursday. That's right. Yes.
All of this doesn't matter.
All of this matters.
Okay.
These feelings matter. What was that from? Family. High school problems. These problems matter, or something like that. Crap, now I'm making references. I don't even remember. Jeez, so... All right. So, we're going to wrap it up here, I guess, because I can see our building. We're coming up on it. Coming up real fast. It's real turbulent juice. Rick and Morty. So, I guess... Do we have to have some kind of goofy sign-off or something?
I don't know.
That's obligatory, isn't it?
I can't remember what we said last time.
I can't either.
Farts. Don't hashtag that close to the phone.
Hashtag close to the phone.
I don't want them to hear it. I'm embarrassed.
You should be embarrassed. You have a problem. Hopefully, future Kyle has overcome his problem with.
I wonder if you're gonna hear that now.
I really hope so. And if not, I'm gonna add it in later.
Just the tapping. Okay. So we definitely spit
also please
in the
no
stream.
One steal my damn idea for a podcaster. Or if you do, give me some money or like I don't know a Nintendo DS.
Like. With Nintendo sponsor, just give us free stuff.
I'll do it for a sandwich.
And the Qdoba give us free stuff too.
I'll do it for a burrito.
You mentioned you know.
You should go to Qdoba for lunch.
I can't. I ate so much food yesterday.
All right, here we are, spitting in the stream.
That was a good sign off.
But if we're
spitting.
We're going.
Well, we can. If you had podcasts, you could edit this out. So
good.
Good.
Is that even
scrub?
No. No, we're doing it.
Kendrick's scared of things breaking his windows.
Here I am, spitting in the stream. Sorry, here we go, spitting in the stream.
Is the sign off that, or that should that be the intro?
I don't know. What do you think I am, some kind of...
Or the sign off this, like...
You got the podcast knowledge, I'm just a jackass with a phone.
You are like, you know, the one...
How do I turn it off?
That should be the sign off. How do I turn this off?